Hello, and welcome back to the Equipped Man Podcast, where we explore what it means to be a man of God in the 21st century. I'm your host, Luke Wance. And with this season two, this coming back, if you will, I made a promise. I made a promise last episode and also in the video that I made to kind of introduce that we're coming back. I'm coming back. I said that every other episode, I was going to be doing an episode with my son and I was going to have a talk with him. So without further delay, here's Sebastian.
Hey, 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 people. How's it going?
So, quick intro. How old are you?
10.
Okay. You are 10. You're almost 11. You're about, three, four months away from your 11th birthday?
I think so. Maybe.
Yep. About that.
Listen to him.
So, the goal of this, what I wanted to do with this, is I kind of wanted to talk about, because the Equipped Man is about how to be a man of God. And part of being a man of God is being a father to your children. And how do we do that? How does a man of God be a good father? Ultimately, we look at the example of God, our heavenly Father, and those of us that are blessed to look at earthly fathers, either biological or adopted or spiritual.
Or even step,
yeah. But, you know, men that we see either on a weekly or daily or monthly basis that we can say, you know, hey, that's who I want to model my life after. That's the kind of father I want to be either now or one day when I get to be older. And so I know personally I do my best to look at the fathers in my life and my own father, and I want to leave a legacy of one day you're going to look at my example that I left for you and say, hopefully, my prayer is that you will say, that's the kind of dad I want to be.
Well, I might change a few things, but overall, yes.
Yeah. No, and that's totally good. You know, I mean, in a way, it's kind of like what Mom and I say with married couples is we say, you know, you look at the example of where you came from and you say, this is something I want to keep. This is something I don't want to keep. Even if it's good, you're like, you know what? I don't think I want to do that. Or there are some things that as a 10-year-old, you might think, man, I don't want to do that. But then as a 30-year-old, you might say, you know what? That wasn't a horrible idea.
Decisions.
So how does that work? So before
I'm
you
asking
get
you.
I know you are. So ultimately though, this might be a short episode. Some of these might be short episodes, some of these might be long episodes, depending on what we talk about and what answers come out. But initially, what I wanted to do is I wanted to talk about something that I do with you, that Mom does with you every day.
I'm listening.
You're listening. So what we do is we ask you to remember what?
What?
What do we ask you every day?
Who I am?
Right.
So
every day, and this is, you know, this is something that we do in our family. We do this with you. We do this with our daughter. But we will look at you and we'll say, who are you?
God's boy.
What are you?
Strong, mighty, kind, and brave, and I can do anything I put my mind to.
And that's right. And sometimes it's that simple. And sometimes we look at you because sometimes you get into the habit and you just say it really quick and really fast. Like, I know what to say. I'm going to say it and I'm going to get it over with. But at times it's like, but what does that mean? What does that look like?
That's when they get me.
That is when we get you. Or times when we say, you know, what are you going to do today to make it a good day? What are you going to do today to be a good friend, a good classmate? So what if we broke that down?
And we'll be back after these messages.
No, we don't get to control where the ads go. So, we'll start with the first. Who are you?
God's boy.
So what does it mean to be God's boy?
It means I am a child of God, that I am loved by the Heavenly Father, and I get a big share of his heart.
Yeah, you do.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Because his heart is basically the universe. It's endless.
It is endless.
It's ever growing.
Yeah.
There's always a little more room for you to squeeze in.
Yes. Because you know what?
What?
Because things in the earth can be limited. Like, if Sissy were to bake cinnamon rolls, how many cinnamon rolls would there be?
As much as my stomach can carry.
But typically, if she were to make a batch of cinnamon rolls, how many cinnamon rolls would she make?
A dozen?
Yep. She makes about a dozen cinnamon rolls. Now, if God were to bake cinnamon rolls, how many cinnamon rolls would there be?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, infinity.
That's right. Because with God, there's always more than enough, right?
My stomach would explode.
Your stomach would explode.
Hey, at least I'd be with him.
That's true. That is very true. So we've said you're a child of God and what that means. And that means, and again, part of being a child of God is you get to partake in the endless love and the endless awesomeness that is God, because he is bigger than the universe. Yeah.
Which is crazy to think
about.
You know
what else is crazy? You know what got me when I was a kid?
What?
So they say God is the Alpha and the Omega.
Mm-hmm.
God is the beginning. God is the end.
Mm-hmm.
We as humans, we can understand and we can grasp the concept that God has no end. You know, that God's just going to keep going.
That makes sense.
Do you know what humans have a hard time with?
How he begun?
God has no beginning.
You know, I always have a hard time with that. Like, if God was the first thing on in the universe, how did he get here in the first place?
Because he always was.
Stop, stop, stop. Let's end this conversation. You're going to kill me with questions.
But that's kind of what I want. I mean, not the hurting part, not the killing part. But I want to have the kind of conversations to show what conversations with a father and son could look like. What does it look like to raise a son? What does it look like to want to raise a son that will eventually be a man of God?
I'll be a
You will be a man.
I don't want to grow up.
I know. I was the same way.
I just want to stay 10 for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Have kids this way.
That'd be weird.
Very. You know, I've been thinking about this alternate dimension.
Yeah.
Where, like, people could have children at any point of their life.
That'd be weird.
Very.
Yeah.
Like, in a school.
Right.
The ability of, like, a full-on hospital where a C-section may be needed. I don't know.
Okay. To steer back.
Okay.
So, we talked about who you are. Now, what are you?
A person.
Because, no. Silly. Because what are you again?
Strong.
Yeah.
Mighty.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going too slow.
Yeah,
I'm just
say it normal.
Strong, mighty, kind, brave. And I can do anything I put my mind to. Yeah.
Right. So, what is strong?
Strong as a bull, has no limits. And I could carry 20 of my father's.
Yes. Is strength only physical?
No.
What else is it?
Yeah, words.
Okay. I was like, hey, remember, we don't have video. FYI,
I was pointing to my mouth just to let you know. If you need descriptive audio, I can help you.
Yes, you can. Is strong also in your mind?
Yes.
In your heart and emotions?
Yes.
So what would that look like?
And we'll be back after more messages.
If you don't know, just say you don't know.
How would that look?
Yeah.
Hold on. Sorry you had to hear that, folks. But basically it would look like having the biggest heart, size of Texas, times 29.
Yeah.
Loving people, being able to control your emotions, control your thoughts. Because, well, he doesn't have to grab a hold of them, Satan, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're strong emotionally, mentally, physically, do you think you would get hurt?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Which?
I don't know. Why do you keep hitting me with these bangers? Like, are you sure? You keep messing me up.
Yes. Yes, I do. Because I'm having fun with you.
Sometimes having fun hurts.
So being strong mentally, physically, emotionally, that does mean sometimes you can get hurt. Because, again, we're human. Hurt happens. Emotions get hurt. Hearts get broken. But
brains get scattered by fathers.
Brains get scattered by fathers. But by being strong in those areas, we are more able to overcome the hurts, especially when we lean on God, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So would you kind of consider mighty the same as being strong? Or do you think it would be different?
I'm trying to think of a Venn diagram right now.
Okay.
It's like the same, but not.
Yeah.
It's like dogs and hyenas, you know?
Yeah.
Dogs and foxes.
Yeah.
Same, different.
Same, but different.
Eh.
Because I would almost throw brave in there as well.
Brave basically means you are very scared of something, but you just do it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. It's like I've heard the stories of soldiers that go into war, go into combat. Like, they know they could get hurt. They know that they might not go back, but they go in.
They know they might not come back.
Yeah. But they go in anyways because they love the people that stand behind them or beside them, and they don't want to see them get hurt.
And then this endless matrix of pure...
Of what?
Of pure just heart and love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My brain is trying to act like a sponge.
Yeah.
Right now it's like rubber.
Yeah.
Or tofu.
Hmm. Interesting choices. So
Slash shaved ice.
Hmm.
They absorb everything.
Yes.
Literally everything. Everything.
So I think if you wanted to break it down, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you think differently. But strong, even though I said that's physical, that's mental, that's emotional, it's almost like think of strong as more the physical. Think of mighty as the mental. Think of brave as the emotional.
I guess you could put it that way. I mean, you're not wrong.
Okay.
But everybody out there if we have like some comments or something, put your idea down in them.
Yes, we appreciate comments.
Cape, I love you. We're getting back to the conversation. So anyway.
Okay, kind.
Kind. I mean, it basically just defines itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how would you describe kind? What does that look like?
There are plenty of words you can use.
Yeah.
Add them in the comments again.
I don't think we have a comment section quite like that. We have a comment section, but not quite like what you're used to, Bob.
So not like YouTube?
No.
Oh.
We're not on YouTube yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Some sort of Lego show by me coming soon.
Yes. So, but kind.
Kind.
So, give me some examples of what does kind look like.
Kind look like. It looks like giving your heart and soul into someone to make them feel better.
Yeah.
Make sure they feel loved.
Yeah.
Comfortable. Basically, a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. It's a good way to put it. Where we kind of turn on our compassion and our sympathy.
You basically see what's wrong with the person. Find out how it feels. Try to imagine how it feels. And then find out a solution in their shoes.
Yeah.
And then go to them.
I like that. It's a good way. So, last on the list, that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Let's see. Anything puts your mind to.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Like start a podcast?
Didn't we already do that?
I was just saying. Because
but yeah, start a show.
Yeah.
Make things more than 20 feet tall. Fly.
Run without... for student council.
I already tried that. That didn't work.
No, it did work. Just because you didn't get elected doesn't mean it didn't work.
Touche.
Thank you. Because I'll say one of the biggest hurdles that a lot of people face, I'd love to say men, but this is a lot of people, is there's too many people that will stop themselves short because they're too concerned about the outcome. And they think that the outcome of something determines if basically determines their worth and determines what they've done. Does that make sense?
We'll be back after more messages.
No,
okay.
No, no.
Fine, I'm out of that cart. I'm out of those cards.
Thank you.
For now.
Yes.
Shoot, that's deep.
That is deep.
You keep coming up with deep stuff. I can't come up.
I know. And I'm trying to break it down, but in my defense, do you and I talk like this normally outside of microphones?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Not all the time. Sometimes we talk about silly stuff. Sometimes we talk about superheroes and Star Wars and video games and
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Something weird crawling on your shoulder.
Wait, but, what? Really? Where is it?
But again, but we do every now and then. You know, at least once a week, we have some of these deep conversations and we have these serious talks. Because as you grow, as you get more mature, as you learn more, you get more on your plate. You get more on your shoulders. You get more responsibility. You get more wisdom.
Why do you keep talking about my shoulders? What's wrong with them? They too broad for you? They too muscular?
You want to play that game? You want to go there?
But say, what were we talking about again?
But you hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
Because the more you grow, the more you know. And my job as dad, in addition to keeping you safe, is to make sure that you grow and you are taught in the ways that you should go. Yeah?
Yeah.
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 Do you think I'm doing an okay job?
I'd say you're doing pretty good.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
I won't leave you yet.
I appreciate that. So, we say all that to say, we have these conversations, we have these affirmations, if you will, because at the end of the day, that's what this is, the little reminders that we have, that we do with you. It's an affirmation because it's something positive that you get to speak over your life, something positive that you speak over us. And there are times that you turn that around, or mom will say it to me, I'll say it to mom. But it's a way of building each other up. It's a way of reminding us what we can do, who we are. And it helps get our day started on the right foot, in the right path.
What's wrong with the left foot?
I mean, it's funny. It's just people usually say right as in the correct. But if you're in the military, you start with your left.
Why?
It's just the way you do.
People can be very confusing.
Yes.
What's up with that?
It's because we're human.
So you played that card.
I do play that card.
You, sir, are playing a very dangerous game.
I am. It's the game of life. So.
Stop cracking me up.
So we're talking about affirmations. We're talking about who we are. We're talking about speaking it over you and teaching you. Do you have anything to add or any questions that you would like to ask?
One question.
Yes.
When can we do this again?
We will do this again. So technically, this is episode 35.
Wait, what?
So we will do this again on episode 37.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right?
Yeah.
Okay. My goal, this is my goal, is to do an episode every other month. Or every other week.
Every other month?
Like every other week. Nope, I meant every other week. So my goal is to do an episode either every other week or once a month. So we will do this, you and I will do this either once a month or once every other month. But my goal is one episode every other week. Does that sound okay? You clear your, does that work for your schedule?
I'll have to get rid of a few things, but I think so.
I appreciate
move
that.
Move some stuff around.
Yeah.
I don't have a calendar.
Yet.
That you know of.
That I know of. Okay. So any other questions? Any wisdom, any insights that you would like to pass on to the people of Earth?
Something I learned today.
Yeah.
Never touch the plug when you're trying to pull it out of an outlet.
Oh, yeah. That'll get you.
I couldn't control my arm.
That's awesome. I didn't even hear about this.
Well, you heard it first, folks.
That's awesome.
From here. Extra, extra, get you extra.
All right.
I think I'm ready to leave.
Okay.
Good night.
I appreciate you, bub. Thank you for doing this. We'll do it next time.
Goodbye, people of Earth. I mean, everybody.
All right, guys. Until next time, stay fit, be well.